It is the Friday Morning Show. It's a mix of national news and stories about the events and the people in northern Minnesota. This weekend is busy as always across Minnesota. Maybe it's hockey. Lots of hockey tournaments going on, but lots of arts events too. There's an event in Bemidji that is part of a nationwide female playwrights on stage festival. This year, a collaboration between Bemidji State University and Mask and Rose Women's Theater Collective has made Bemidji one of the host cities of the festival. Joining us now to tell us more is Season Ellison. Season, thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, Season, we've been talking about names. My name's John. Her name is Heidi. We've had a Heidi Sue on this morning. We've had a Meadow. We had a Richard for a 15-year-old kid. Let's talk about your name.
As everybody knows, I have a unique name. Season came from my being adopted, and my parents got me during the Christmas season.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's a good true story, too.
And what about your middle name?
It's Marie.
Season?
Not Christmas.
No, but that...
Greetings, perhaps.
That's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Sure. Well,
so let's find out about this Female Playwrights on Stage Festival. What is it?
So we are producing Bemidji State University and Mask and Rose Women's Theater Collective are producing a festival called Women's Voices Volume Control. It is a national festival put on by Little Black Dress, Inc., and we are working in collaboration with them. There are 7 plays, brand new plays, written by women playwrights. They're shorts, maybe 5 minutes to 20 minutes each. And they are not, all of them are necessarily what we might consider feminist plays. However, they are all written by women. They all are brand new. And so some of these plays have never been heard before. And I'm very excited to have the opportunity to get these plays heard so that the playwrights can get some feedback.
So what kind, can you give us a little hint of what themes might be of the plays?
Oh, gosh. So we have the gamut, right? We go from comedy to suspense. There's a mystery. People will have the opportunity to see Eric Callaghan, a local actor, play a role that isn't so nice for change. He's very excited about that. There's a retelling of Chicken Little. there is one that is about bees and the world as, bees are going extinct. There are a couple that will really appeal, I think, to college-age crowd, but then we have characters who are in their 20s all the way up into their 60s.
So how does it work? Who chooses what plays will be done?
So Little Black Dress, Inc. does a playwriting competition each year. And so these plays are actually finalists from that competition. And we were given about 20 plays to choose from. And Kate Beliveau and I collaborated to figure out which ones might be strongest for the Bemidji audience.
We're talking with Season Ellison. She's co-organizing the Female Playwrights On Stage Festival. That is Sunday in Bemidji. So how are the actors preparing for this?
Well, they're going to come to a company meeting tonight. We have rehearsal after that, rehearsal all day tomorrow, and then Sunday morning prior to the show. Tomorrow we are going to take a break so that the actors and the rest of us can go to the Women's March midday. Since this whole event is actually intended to commemorate the march in 2016. And it is a staged reading, so these are not going to be fully produced plays. They'll be rehearsed and read.
I've only once seen that kind of a staged reading, and I loved it. It was really cool. I mean, not that a regular theater production isn't amazing, but it was just a different kind of a feel to it.
It is. It is a very different feel. And my specialty is actually new play development. And so I love directing new plays. And you can do a lot in a staged reading to convey character and the arc of the play without any of the, spectacle that you might see in a typical theater production. Plus, the actors don't have to memorize.
Yeah.
And so that's really good for young actors or actors learning, because we can take that piece out of it and celebrate, you know, some of the students who are participating. A couple of them have never been on stage before.
How can characters come out more without the big production values? What do you mean by that?
When we focus on developing the script for a reading, we work a lot on timing and, you know, the goals of the character. And we don't get caught up in any of the extraneous components. And so instead, we're really focused on how the words of the script and the timing of the script help to create character. And it's really unique and fun situation for a playwright to watch. I don't know if any of our playwrights will be at this reading, but it's a great experience for a playwright to see if their play conveys what they'd hoped it would before they move it to the next step for production.
Susan, talk about female playwrights. Are there enough that are getting their due? What's that scene like?
So, you know, theater is such an interesting field because just like all other fields, we really have a gender gap. Female playwrights are writing like crazy, and there are some amazing plays out there. We have the playwrights for this festival are from all over the country, but they aren't as well produced. And I don't necessarily know why that is. But there are just as many women playwrights as there are men or other gendered playwrights. And, you know, the goal is to get those voices heard and to try and provide opportunities for those voices to be heard.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask you about the performance yourself, and they get to read it, and you mentioned the flow and things like that. So when you look at a script that someone's reading, is there, like, things that tell you to pause? You know, is there, like, a cheat sheet on the script?
So, essentially, it's they'll have an actual script in front of them, and so the playwrights, if they feel like something like that is important, they will embed those directions into the stage directions. But it's my job as a director and Kate's job as a director to help the actors sort of find that natural flow, whatever it is. And a lot of times the playwrights don't even know it yet.
Ah. So this is going on, the Female Playwrights On Stage Festival is this Sunday, the 21st at 2:00, the Black Box Theater, Bemidji State University campus. How many plays will be going on?
We're going to do 7 plays, and it is free and open to the public. And for anybody who doesn't know how to get to the Black Box, we are going to have a student at the top by the parking lot to guide them down.
Sounds great. Susan, have a great performance on Sunday.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Also, Susan mentioned the Women's March. There is a Women's March in Bemidji. It starts at Sanford Center at 11 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday, January 20th.
and get it when you can.